Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, comedian Tim Cavanaugh plus Donnie Baker calls in and Born on This Date right after this.
Yeah, today's tale is the true tale of Harry and Hayastan Whiskey, frontier Armenians, perhaps the two dumbest men I have ever met.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. They decided to go ice fishing. So there they were, out on the ice. They set up their little shanty, and they set up a little fire in the shanty to keep warm. And then they were just about to drill through the ice, when this voice said,
"There are no fish under there."
They thought, well,
wow,
words from above. So they put out their fire, moved their shanty to a different spot, set up a little fire in the shanty to keep warm. They were just about to drill when they heard,
"There are no fish under the ice there."
All right.
So they decided to pick up and
heavenly voice.
They moved their little shanty. They got it all set up, got their little fire going. They were just about to drill and they heard,
There are no fish under there.
Okay. Again they hear it.
Harry said to Hayastan Whiskey, fellow Armenian, "Whose voice is that, anyway?"
"This is the arena manager."
"This is the arena manager."
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Over that way, we have Chick McGee at the sports desk.
Coming in hot!
There we go.
Well, well, well.
Josh Arnold.
Hello. Yeah.
I overheard something I did not want to hear.
I want to know everything.
I don't want to hear any of it.
Josh apparently shaved his back over the weekend. That exciting story coming up. That's the voice of comedian Tim Cavanaugh over there. I assume you don't have to shave your back.
I do too. Not. I okay. do not have to.
Good to know.
Even if I did, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Christy, I pretty much guarantee Christy has never had her back.
No, I don't have
shaved.
A back shaving problem.
I don't have a problem. You know, they have a long wand device that.
Yeah, I asked.
It's about 3 feet, and it's curved.
Yeah, I've heard those cut the heck out of you.
And you can shave your back with a safety razor. Yeah,
yeah, I've heard those are
so
pretty
you,
hard.
What do you use?
Hang on a second. So why did you do it this weekend when you were out of town?
Because I was in a hotel, and I can just let it kind of fall. If I don't clean up all of it, I don't feel bad. Whereas if I'm at home, if I miss some, I'm like, oh
boy,
you tip
poor
them.
Mate.
But it's not a ton. I really do not have a lot of back hair. I just have some on the back of my shoulders here, and then some in the middle of my back. It's not. It really is not a lot.
How do you?
But I want to get. So yeah. I have clippers. I use clippers.
Do you have a tuft above the gluteal cleft?
No, I don't have one of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you
those
sure?
are. I'm positive. Yeah. So
I would know.
How would he
what?
Know? He can't see it.
I can kind of see.
See your back.
I need a series of mirrors.
I think everyone needs a series of mirrors to see their back.
I take the clippers and I can hold it in my hand and just get the shoulder kind of like I'm scrubbing my. But then for the lower part of the back, I just dangle it by the cord, and I arch my back, and I just drag it along. I just pull it up, and it drags along my back.
I can't believe I'm saying this. That's an amazing idea.
Oh, my.
Could you give me the, off air, could you give me the name and location of this hotel?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hampton Inn in Valley Park, Missouri.
I am never going to go there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, because I'm going to get the Josh Arnold room, and yeah, hopefully the housekeepers will do a good job.
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
But a lot
they
of times you find little remnants of stuff
okay,
that other people
are. All right,
yeah, sure.
I
blame myself. Let's move on. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's going on?
Well, we finally have the keto diet's answer to the traditional romantic box of chocolates.
Okay.
As we head toward the Valentine's Day holiday, a number of companies are selling beef jerky flower bouquets. One arrangement is called the Manly Man's Beef Jerky Flower Bouquet, and it's sold by the Manly Man Company. It's an edible, floral-shaped collection of cured meats arranged in a pint glass. The product's description said the bouquets are made for that rugged, one-of-a-kind, hammer-swinging, IPA-drinking, duck-hunting, beast of a man-animal you call yours.
Yeah.
They range in price from $49 to $64. Meat bouquets from Say It With Beef cost $53.
Say It
With
Beef.
Come with the option to add Bro-Pourri, made from leftover jerky bits, to the order for an additional $5.
Boy, as much as I hate the name Bro-Pourri, I certainly like the idea. The leftover jerky bits.
And save it for the Hampton Inn, okay?
I like that, though. The meat bouquet?
Yeah.
Now, will guys really want this?
I don't know. You're a guy.
Yeah, why not?
No. Now, Josh, I assume you'll probably spend part of Valentine's Day doing some sort of jerky.
yes, of course.
Be it beef or...
is that different from other days?
that's kind of what I was just thinking.
I mean, do you dress up in red? Or
do guys need gifts for Valentine's Day, Christy?
Yes, of course. Why not?
I don't think so. Check your thoughts.
I always did that when I was in a relationship. I would get gift from my man on Valentine's Day.
I don't mind a gift for Valentine's Day, sure.
One of those coupons?
No, I never did that.
I like the coupons.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, I have some coupons I've saved for
a rainy day?
This is
yes. I still have them. I might cash them in any minute. You never know.
Do they have expiration?
I was going to say these are clearly. I better not elaborate on them. Those do have an expiration date, I think.
When my wife and I were dating... she'd give me gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, some like nice piece of jewelry or something.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, honey, this is beautiful, but I can't use this. So I'll take it then.
Yeah, so she'd give you a nice bracelet.
It was just, yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you're a kid and you buy your dad a baseball cap for Father's Day.
Oh, I don't think it's going to fit, Dad.
Now, have you seen pictures of these things?
What?
The
no.
bouquets, the meat bouquets?
Some of them, like this one here, the Say It With
they
Beef.
They look like roses.
I'll give you a meat bouquet.
No, but I didn't realize. I was just thinking it was sort of like Slim Jims stuffed in a vase.
Yeah.
These, they're made to look like roses.
Yeah.
I don't think Slim Jims are beef jerky, are they?
No, I think they're technically different, but I got you.
The larger point here is that they're artistic looking.
Sorry to talk. Back to you.
Well, no, I mean, if you want to get off topic, we can.
Is there beef jerky in there and Slim Jims in there? I think they're both. Is it all jerky?
No, he's saying they actually look like flowers.
Yeah, they look.
I didn't
understand it first. I just thought it was just meat in a vase. But
they're beef jerky bouquets. I've never had beef jerky in my life.
Huh?
It's really good.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, it's like anything else. Good beef jerky is very good.
Yeah.
Somebody was had.
You
some...
get bad jerky.
Oh boy, that'll ruin your camping trip.
Yeah. Okay. But I think it's kind of a cool gift.
Chewing on this guy's jerky that he
now.
That he brought.
Do you suppose anyone would be getting this for a lady that likes beef jerky?
Sure. If somebody's probably. There's a woman on the keto diet and she's working out and she wants chew on some beef in between.
That's right.
Yeah.
Drives a Subaru. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe. Wears Birkenstocks. No, has tickets to the Lilith Fair. I don't know.
Oh, right.
These are just
stereotypes. Attacking. I think unnecessary.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Chrissy, you never had beef jerky, but I got a bottomless bowl of pork jerky waiting on you this Valentine's.
Jeez.
I swear to God. Have you guys ever tried jerky snuff before?
No. Oh, sure. It's kind of like the chewing tobacco.
Yeah, it's like it comes in a Copenhagen can, but
yes.
There ain't no snap. It just it looks like snap, but it's made of meat. It looks like sawdust.
Right.
You can eat it.
Really? This is a real thing?
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's just going to clear your throat for about 2 weeks straight.
Right.
I don't know if I told you guys, but I've been way into Vikings lately. I bet they ate jerky snuff.
You mean like the Minnesota Vikings? The
football? Oh, hell no. They suck. I'm talking about real Vikings.
Hi.
The ones came from the Netherlands, the Far East. I bet you
that's
jerky snuff.
Okay.
European.
There's a TV
show called Neanderthals
like.
Came from the Netherlands, and I figured Vikings came from Vacadonia or someplace like that. But how cool would it be to be a Viking back in circus 800s, eating all meat? Hell, they probably invented the jerky bouquet.
They may have.
You get to carry around a badass sword, and no one makes fun of you for it. And try carrying around a sword nowadays. People ain't going to respect you. They're just going to laugh at you before you get kicked out of Hot Topics. Pretty God. And I don't know if you know much about pillaging, but it looks fun as hell if you ask me.
Really?
Well, back then, Tom, if you wanted something, you just ride into town with your boys and take it. You know, you want a dude's land? Stab him. Now it's yours. There's your deed. It's the same went for his wife and horses. You got to eat meat right off the bone. Nobody made you wipe your face with a wet nap, neither. And I'm still surprised the Dutch were so ruthless, because when I think of the Dutch, I think of them wooden shoes. And that little dick with the goofy hat and tie that sewed his lead paint back in the 70s. But come to think of it, I guess they did invent the Dutch oven, which that's pretty ruthless.
Oh,
it was basically chemical warfare back then.
Yeah, it is.
And I guess you'd also consider a Dutch oven to be psychological warfare as well. I mean, it's great for starting a fight with the wife at bed. I swear to God. Oh, and a quick public service announcement for all of you. If you ever do a Dutch oven, don't light your fart
simultaneously.
Don't light it at the same time.
Okay,
yeah.
My cousin Jacob tried that one night with his wife Tammy. Still ain't grown her eyebrows back.
Oh,
jeez.
I won't go over their house anymore because it still reeks of singed pubes. I swear to God, and that's why we call him Dutchie. And my other cousin Lonnie, we've always called him Cheesehead.
Oh.
It's got nothing to do with the Packers. He just uncircumcised and never cleans it.
Oh, hey, truck in. Johnny,
I gotta go. We got truck in. I gotta go.
He never cleans.
What? Oh.
Anyway, back to the meat buffet. What is it? It's the meat bouquet.
Meat bouquet.
Once again,
meat
these are flowers that are made out of.
They're roses made out of beef jerky.
Out of beef jerky, and
a couple of companies are selling them.
Looks like something Georgia O'Keeffe might come up with.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sort of a.
It sounds like something from Bob's Cleveland Steamer song.
The meat bouquet?
The meat bouquet.
Oh, yeah.
The beef curtains, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. do you like a good jerky, Chick?
I love jerky.
Okay. Well, maybe we should get Chick a nice
There's some teriyaki. Jerky? No, I like the beef teriyaki. I'm not sure what.
You like turkey jerky?
Brand it is. I've never had turkey jerky.
I've had turkey jerky.
I'd be willing to try it.
What? How is it? It's good. Yeah, tasty.
I'll tell you what, though. Is good really jerky salty? Is kind of expensive.
Oh, they're usually proud of their product, yeah.
Yeah, very proud of it.
Never had it.
Pricey.
But well worth it.
Today in history, we have birthdays for January 22nd. Born on this date in 2013, Finn Griswold is...
Yay!
Finny!
Happy birthday, dear.
And Finn. So on.
Wait, I can't really say, but we have a very nice...
Do we get cake?
There'll be remnants.
Okay.
So you have clowns and
what kind of birthday?
Trapeze artists.
I can't say because she might be listening.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Finn. She turned 6 today. But
is she the one that sings the Chick McGee song? Right?
Uh huh. She is.
Yeah.
Yes. Chick McGee
doesn't just sing it.
Fighting for
wrote it.
Yeah.
She How about Chick, Chick McGee shows up for her birthday party in a clown outfit?
Yeah.
How about that? give her a little thrill for her 6th birthday party.
Here's a little taste of the famous Chick McGee song.
Here
as sung by Finn when she was 4.
That's right.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
That's right, baby. That's what I farted for.
Chick McGee, I think she meant to say this is what you came here for.
No, I
think Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sweetie.
She said farty. That's funny.
Man, if I could get Dave Grohl to put that to music,
that's
how
fantastic.
Cool would that be?
Yeah, okay. Here she is. There's a picture of her this morning. Oh, hi, sweetie. She looks so nice.
She got cake for her birthday?
Well, that's Nana cake. That's a coffee cake. That's a breakfast cake.
Who doesn't love a good coffee cake?
Yeah, no, I love coffee cake. Is she 6 or 60?
Six.
No, it's got candles on it, and it's like
a coffee cake
for birthday.
Okay.
Does she get a lunch cake and then a dinner cake?
Don't be ridiculous. Probably. Oh, the dinner cake's unbelievable. I can't tell you what it is. It's spectacular.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Excited to see it.
It's
based on... What's the theme? Come on, tell us.
I can't tell you the theme. Oh, I'll tell you the theme off the air. It's the greatest.
Born on this date in 1561.
Is it Bird Box?
No.
Is it a big
She's
canoe?
She's six.
a big rowboat with a Sandra Bullock head.
Born on this date in 1561, Francis Bacon.
Yeah. Oh.
You suppose his friends called him Frank?
That's why you're having Bacon Fest this
Damn
weekend,
Damn right we are. Thank you. Thanks, Frank.
Frankie Bacon.
Frank Bacon.
Yeah.
That'd be two different breakfast meats.
Yeah.
No, that's true, Frank.
Well,
Bacon.
He's double pork.
Did you know I have a cousin? Did you know this?
Named Bacon?
I probably never told you this. I do.
Who invented bacon?
His name is not Bacon. His name is Francis.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I bet it is.
He's from Toronto.
Oh, that's a whole different meaning up there.
Part of the Canadian bacons.
Ah, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ace, have you been writing for Tom here recently?
Oh, my Lord. Is this Francis Bacon related to Kevin Bacon? Is this 6 degrees of separation here?
It could be. I don't know.
Francis is Kevin Bacon's dad. Come on.
1561?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Kevin Bacon is very old.
I guess. He's wears expired. It well.
Kevin Bacon, Keanu Reeves, neither one ages.
Nope.
Weird.
1645 on this date, William Kidd, a Scottish pirate, was born.
Billy the Kid?
No.
Billy the Kid's different.
Billy the Kid's the Western. You're not saying that he was a cowboy and a pirate. That'd
yep.
be cool.
Yeah, he was. Sure he was. That would be cool. That's why he was so famous.
He's in Scotland?
Yes.
So, as you know, Scottish pirates are mostly just drunk guys that have a boat.
Hope I'm not ruining any of your birthday tributes.
No, I was just going to say, I'm following along.
Let's leave
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, I want to hear who else you have.
1931, Sam Cooke was born on this day.
Yes,
do you have
was.
Him?
Oh, no, I do
Sam
not.
Oh.
I do
love
not.
Sam Cooke.
I don't have Sam Cooke.
He's not the
no.
guy that was shot with no pants on, is he?
This guy was shot. I don't know if he had pants
shot.
On or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the pants
How
either.
Would you know if he had pants on or not?
And why would you mention
and
it?
Why
Sorry,
who
didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah, it was not a happy ending for old.
My God.
Yeah. No, because he was stupping somebody.
What a jerk. Mm. Bring
was,
that up.
Was it a pantless slaying?
Oh, he got caught with somebody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know much about.
Hiding affairs.
Don't know much about.
Locking the door. Yeah. Don't know much about your husband's work schedule.
You know, we need to start. We add that to the Big Bopper line about his weight. Yeah, I think we've
right.
got that.
Right.
Yeah.
Born on this date in 1934, Bill Bixby.
Yes.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
The Incredible Hulk.
My favorite Martian.
Courtship of Eddie's father.
That's how I read it.
What a wide range. Boy.
My favorite Martian.
Kentucky Fried Movie. He also has a small role
You didn't
role
like
in
My
that.
Favorite Martian?
I did not care for that show.
Oh, I love that show.
Ray Walsh?
Ray
Walsh. Yes.
I remember being scared by My Favorite
Great Broadway really? Actor Ray Walsh.
I didn't like when the antenna came out of Mr. Hand's head. I didn't like that.
Ray Walsh and Mr. Hand, and of course, in South Pacific.
Oh, and God. The newspaper salesman in Johnny Dangerously.
Yes.
And in The Sting. Yeah. This is Arnold Rowe with the track.
That's right.
Could you slow down? I'm making notes.
Oh. Born on this date in 1949, Steve Perry of Journey.
Yes.
Steve Perry.
Brother, of course, of William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, I was going to say Joe Perry.
There was
Matthew Perry's
half brothers, I think.
Oh, sorry.
1965, DJ Jazzy's Jeff was born.
Jeffrey Towns.
I got that one.
Towns,
I got
good.
That one.
Oh, okay.
Do you
all
have
right.
that one?
The
yeah.
most the
oh.
most bitter man in entertainment.
He's celebrating today with Art Garfunkel.
Hey.
And John Oates.
Tim did tell us he got this one.
Another January birthday belongs to 54-year-old DJ Jazzy Jeff. Oh. He is best known today as the answer to a trivia question.
Yep.
There you go.
Who was the guy with the Fresh Prince?
Then born on this date in 2179, Hikaru Walter Sulu from Star Trek.
Oh.
So he hasn't even been born yet.
No, he hasn't even been born yet. Think about that.
That's weird.
You blew my mind just now. I was only half paying attention.
Hey, you know, we were talking about DJ Jazzy. Ace, you know how to find Will Smith in the snow, right?
No.
You just look for the Fresh Prince.
Come on, Ace. This is basic stuff.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.